All right. Hi, welcome back, Attorney Steve Vondran. Today we're talking about Adobe software audits. Guys, it looks like Adobe is back in the game now. A lot of you creative artists and things like that, illustrators, designers, you use Adobe products, okay? They have been out of the game. As a software defense lawyer, they, in my perspective, they have been out of the auditing game for several years now, okay? They used to do audits through the Business Software Alliance. Prior to that, they did their own audits. Now it appears the Business Software Alliance is back handling the audits for Adobe. Now, initial reports, this is breaking legal news here. They are out sending demand emails saying you must engage in an audit. If you don't, we could shut down your software. Okay, that's pretty heavy-handed, but that's the reports I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, okay? So, what do you do when you get this call? Maybe you could get a call. It might be an email. Could be a demand letter from a law firm. Could be from the BSA, Business Software Alliance. I'm guessing that's what you're going to see is the BSA email. That's what we're seeing so far. This could escalate, however. So what do you do? Give us a call. We can handle your case for a low flat rate fee so you can continue your work. We can see if they have any evidence. We can demand proof of the EULA that you signed that would force you to have to do this audit. They are also sending spreadsheets wanting you to fill out an audit spreadsheet. Do you have to do this? I don't know. Let's find out. I would work hard to force them to enter them into a confidentiality agreement and provide some sort of particular proof, particularized evidence of infringement rather than just a random audit. Okay, so if they're going to run around trying to shut down your software, you deserve to know why. And that's just that's common business decency. You're interrupting a company. You need to know why. If they're saying, well, it's based on a EULA that you signed, they need to produce that EULA. Those are things that we fight for here at Vondran Legal. So if you get a letter, notice of a lawsuit, anything along the lines dealing with Adobe or the Business Software Alliance, these demands in the past, I will just tell you, demands with Adobe in the past and Microsoft and others, they have been very high through the BSA because they're working, to the best of my knowledge, they're working on a contingency fee basis. So you can typically see some very high settlement demands. So if you get a letter, need some help, look us up at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com. And we have tons of information, videos, and blogs about software audits, in particular with Adobe, Microsoft, Autodesk, and others. So that's my tip for the day. Adobe could be back on the march. Stay tuned for more updates. General legal information only and not legal advice.